This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I like the story of the little boy who'd been involved in a horrible accident. He'd been badly burned, was in great pain, and they rushed him to hospital. There was even some fear that he mightn't pull through. So obviously he couldn't attend school, so someone arranged for a teacher to visit the boy in the hospital. His principal of the school had told her that he was studying nouns and adverbs in his class and needed some help so that he didn't fall behind with the rest of the class. She went to the hospital as was asked, but no one had warned her about the condition of the boy, and she was shocked when she saw the burns. She said to him, "Look, I've been sent by the school to help you with nouns and adverbs." And so she did her best with the boy, but felt rather discouraged that she didn't do much. The next day, a nurse at the hospital asked her, What have you done?" Well, she thought she'd upset him and apologised. No, we don't mean that. We've been worried about this little boy, but since you came yesterday, his whole attitude has actually changed. He's fighting back. He wants to get well. He's responding to the treatment. It's as though you must have said something. He's decided to live." 2 weeks later, the boy was talking about that and said, "Yes, I'd almost given up hope until that lady arrived." And then he said, "They wouldn't send a teacher to work on nouns and adverbs with a dying boy, would they?" Now, I thought that's a great story. It's a story of hope that a little boy understood. And instinctively, I think we understand what hope is. We all need hope. I think we wouldn't get very far in life without hope. It's like air and water and food. Despair, which is the opposite to hope, is actually to the soul what toxic waste is to the body. Back in 1994, there's an interesting movie that you might have seen called The Shawshank Redemption. And the Tim Robbins character, Andy, who was in prison, actually played through the PA system of the prison some music from the opera The Marriage of Figaro. He wanted the staff and the inmates to hear this music. Now, he knew full well, if you've seen this movie, that he would get immediate punishment in this very brutal American jail. So he realised he probably would end up in solitary confinement. And that's what happened. He was punished. 2 weeks later, he came out, and he comes out smiling, and he says to his friend, Red, who was played by Morgan Freeman, he said, "There's something inside they can't touch." And he was talking about hope. Well, Red says, "Hope, let me tell you something. Hope is a dangerous thing. Hope can drive a man insane. It's no use here on the inside." But by the end of the movie, through the circumstances of the movie, Red had actually changed his mind. He said, "Hope is a good thing, maybe the best thing." And I think that's true. How many people have died without hope? It's an ancient debate, isn't it? Hope is seen as this crucial element. You've got to have hope. It can lead us astray. I mean, the classic Greeks actually saw hope as an illusion. Aristotle called it a waking dream. Chris Brown is a clinical psychologist, and he thinks that hope is often part of human denial. He said, "We're all going to get sick and die. It's too hard to think about it, so we block it out. People cope by living with a degree of alienation. They don't accept things or look at things or face things." But he says courage is as important as hope. It's too easy, he says, to say, "I believe in Jesus. I've got my divine life insurance plan. I've still got to live this life." He said, "I've got good Christian friends who hope for the afterlife but are very miserable now." It was Henri Nouwen who said, "Eternal life is either now or never," he said. "This means," said Chris Brown, "that life is inherently good, that God is good. Hold on to that. It's a difficult thing to do, whether you're a Christian or not. It's saying that life is a bit hard to trust and that life is fragile." And Martin Luther King, as a great person in history, said once, "We must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope." It was like Paul, who said in Romans 10, verse 11, "The scriptures say that no one who has faith will be disappointed." Now, that's a wonderful verse. If you feel a lack of hope today, remember Romans 10, verse 11, and Jesus said he has come to bring life. Lord, I pray for those who sense a loss of hope. Bless them today, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.